Hey, it's Pamela from Pine Hill. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up series conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Saugerties, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org. That's upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Milad H. Mazari of Murray, Utah. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. H.R.O. Snyder reports in the Times Union that the town of Bern left an around 800% increase from last year's tax rate off its 2024 town budget. This week, though, it is posted on the town's website. The 2024 preliminary budget has an estimated tax rate of 4.6 or $4.60 to be paid for each $1,000 of a resident's assessed property value. Deputy Town Supervisor Anita Clayton said, and I quote, "The budget was very low for the last 2 years to give residents a break for COVID," end quote. About a month ago, the Altamont Enterprise reported the tax rate was not included in the budget. On October 31st, Bern Town Clerk Kristen De Oliveira told the Times Union that the tax rate wasn't available beyond an estimate. But the next day, the rate was listed on the town's home webpage. The town board unanimously voted to adopt the preliminary budget on October 11th without the tax rate announced. This week at 6 p.m. on November 8th, Bern holds a public hearing about the budget before the final vote. The story says, and I quote, "The comptroller's office said in January the town essentially ignored its financial recommendations in response to a 2021 audit that found the town board failed to oversee Bern's finances and illegally allowed then-supervisor Sean Lyons to pay the town's bills without the board. Then-deputy supervisor Dennis Palo is now town supervisor," end quote. Bern is in southern Albany County. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that new Dutchess County Executive Bill O'Neill's first proposed budget includes plans to raise the county's 3.75% sales tax to 4% in June. The Republican is also proposing a second tax increase, raising the county's hotel tax from 4% to 5%. O'Neill's proposed budget also calls for, and I quote, 8 new positions, including shelter director, case managers, and program specialists, end quote, to help with the homelessness crisis. He also wants the, and I quote, creation of new affordable housing through the county's housing trust fund, end quote, but the story does not specify how the homes would be built. O'Neill took over the job from Mark Molinaro when his term in Congress began in January. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. New York's foliage report has almost the entire state at past peak colors. In fact, they have no information this week about the Catskills, but, and I quote, in the Hudson Valley, Dutchess County spotters from Beacon and Fishkill report peak and just past peak foliage with 70% change and bright green leaves mixed with yellow, orange, and red. Columbia County spotters in Hudson predict that foliage will be just past peak with 95% color change and average to bright shades of gold, orange, and yellow, plus hints of red, end quote. See more about this at New York's Foliage Report. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a mostly cloudy Saturday with a temperature high near 56 degrees and a south wind at 5 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 39 degrees and a calm wind. On Sunday, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 55 degrees and a calm wind becoming northwest at around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. And on Sunday night, it will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 36 degrees. And on Monday, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 53 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Wendy Schmaltz of Claverick, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
These are dangerous times.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Music or noise? Music or noise? Music or noise? Music or noise? Music. Or noise, music, 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 music, or noise.
Music. number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
Bye.
Number
8 8 8 8 8 8. I have a house in the land to the north, one half of it red gold, the lower half of silver. Its porch is of white bronze, and its threshold copper. And of the wings of white yellow birds is its thatch, I think. Its candlesticks are golden, with a candle of great purity, with a gem of precious stone in the middle of the house. But for myself and the High Queen, none of us are sad. None of us are sad. A household there without old age, with yellow crested hair. Every man is a chess player. There are companies there without exclusion. The house is not closed. The house is not closed. The house is not closed. Against man.
from the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers. That was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
Number 7.
Here's 2023 music from the band Black Duck. It's called Of the Lit Backyards.
Number 6.
Next, we hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buke and Gase. This is a collaboration with Stargaze. The song is called Define.
I'm easy. 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
Next on the WGXC community radio station, we're going to hear from Gary's Dream, a band based in the Catskills with a new album out in 2023. The band consists of Aviva Sky on vocals, Shelby Serrano on drums, Wesley Harper on keyboards and synth, and Ryan Serrano on guitar. Here is the band Gary's Dream and their song To the Moon on WGXC 90.7 FM.
To the moon.
number
four.
That's the Remembrance Quintet, including Daniel Carter on reeds and Luke Stewart on bass, with Whirlwind from their 2023 album, Do You Remember?
Number
3.
2023 new music from Hudson-based band Babehoven there. That's songwriter Maya Bon and collaborator Ryan Albert in Babehoven.
Number
two.
Ha ha ha!
That was Poughkeepsie's Joe McPhee and Binghamton's Chris Corsano on drums, with Steve Swell also performing there. The song's called Ardent Disruptor from the 2023 album Sometimes the Air Is.
Number
one. Next, we have 2023 music from the album The Intrinsic Nature of Ship from jazz pianist Matthew Ship. This is Jazz Frequency from Matthew Ship.